Hi. I know I said I couldn't see you tonight, but I lied. Because I'm a coward. But I can't do this anymore. I need to talk to you now before I lose what little courage I have. I think we should break up. No, it's not that. I do care for you, and I think I love you, but God, no, I never cheat on you ever. Please don't think that. I can't get into it, okay? Because I'd rather break up with you on good terms then get dumped when you find out what I'm really like. I'm disgusting, okay? Is that what you need to hear? It really isn't you at all, it's me. Can you just accept it? This is hard enough as it is. There's no benefit in you knowing. Do you really want to know? Fine. I'll tell you, and then you can kick me out. At least it'll be a clean break. I know I shouldn't be asking you for anything, but would you mind making me something to drink? Thank you. Wine, please. A lot of it. Thank you. Yeah, let's sit on your couch and, okay, just let me finish. I know what usually happens when I start sitting here, and as lovely as it is, I need to get through this so you can get on with your life. I was raised pretty severely, you know that. I was supposed to be God's special little virgin till I met the right man who would basically buy me from my dad and then take me into his house, and I'll make a million babies with him and never have to think for myself again. Luckily, I fell in love with the wrong crowd. As my mom would tell you, I drank. I listened to music that was angry and sexy. I even smoked a cigarette once. Shh. Yeah, I know my hair was dyed when you met me. I guess I was still wild then. I wasn't a virgin, you know. You weren't my first. You knew how. Blowjobs are too good. Oh, jeez. And it doesn't bother you that I lied? Okay, well, I didn't lie. What I mean is that I never told you I wasn't a virgin. I let you believe I was pure. You say that, but everybody knows it matters. No, this isn't why I'm breaking up with you. I'm just, showing you that you can't trust me. Oh my God, fine. I believe you. I believe you. You're just the first guy I've dated who doesn't care that I've had sex before them. Well, yeah, I guess I did kind of have shitty boyfriends before you then. But that's the problem, isn't it? You're not shitty. you deserve better. Okay. I'm getting to it. Okay. I'm not trying to draw this out. Believe me. I want you to understand so you know you're not losing anything. So you know that. Okay. So, you know, sometimes how we fool around. Fine. I'll use the word. Sometimes when we fuck, I get kind of closed down. Yeah, most of the time it goes like this. We sit on the couch. You look at me like you are now. And you lean in and I just sort of melt into your lip. Fuck. Your hand on my breast. You take off my shirt. Shit, no. Stop. I don't want this. I mean, I do. Damn it. Why are you making this so hard? Okay. I guess this conversation isn't the only thing that's hard. I'm sorry. I did not mean to work you up. And I'm really fucking this up. I don't know what to do. And it's killing me. Okay. I thought breaking up would be the best way, the easiest way. But I don't want to. I want to be with you like this. All right. You've always been a good listener. I'll just explain this to you and then maybe we can talk about it. And if you want to dump me, I won't be angry, okay? All right. So, when we get into it and you've got my clothes off and you're going down at me or fingering me or whatever, most of the time things go well, right? Yeah, we fuck and I come more than once and you come at me and I love it and it's great. But sometimes I just can't and I don't get wet and I shut down and it's just awful, especially for you. For one thing, let me do this, okay? You never make me feel bad. You hold me, you kiss me, and it's the next day we pretend like everything is fine, but it isn't. And for one thing, I can tell that you're frustrated and you don't act mean or anything, but it takes you a long time to relax. And I don't take care of you like I should. I'm just afraid that if I start again, I might ask you to do things. And for another, you blame yourself. I know you do. I know you do. You ask me sometimes if you did something wrong, but you never do. And I tell you that, but you know I'm lying or that I'm not telling you something. And, well, you never did anything wrong, okay? I just wasn't telling you what kind of freak I am. Please. I may not be religious anymore, but I know the difference between healthy and wrong, and I'm wrong, okay? And I can't get better. My therapist tells me that I might never change, and yes, I'm seeing a therapist for this, and I want to get over it, but they're not helping. They listen to me, sure, and they're very supportive, but they won't do anything to, you know, help me change. And they keep saying it's normal, as anyone would think this is normal. I'm sorry. I know I'm not making any sense. So, like, those times when I shut down, I'm still really aroused, and I still really want you. Okay, let me just. I need you to be rough with me, okay? What do I mean? Are you gonna make me say it? I want you to put your hand on my hair and grip it, and I want you to spank me when I'm a little bratty, and I want you to push me on my knees, and I want you to make me blow you. I want you to push me on my back and pin my arms down when you fuck me, like you're forcing me. I just want it. And sometimes I need it, and I think about it all the time too. When I'm working sometimes and you text me something sweet and loving, and I wonder what it would be like if you forced me right there at my desk. What do you mean? What do I mean? Like, well, you come up behind me and you pull my chair out and you pull me out of it harshly. And then you feel me up really roughly, and I love it. Make me feel like I'm your property. And I ask you what you're doing, but you just chuckle. It's so sinister, but it turns me on more. And you spin me around and you push me back then. You've unbuttoned my blouse and I wasn't paying attention. And I feel so exposed. Then you just get on your knees and lick me right through my jeans, you know? And you bite my thigh and kiss me and sort of eat me out, but I'm still dressed. And it's hot for some reason. Like you can't even wait. But I also can't feel your lips and tongue like I want to. I ask you to take my jeans off, I beg you. And you won't, and I start to unbutton them. And you grab my wrists, and you pin them with just one hand. You're so much stronger and bigger than I am, and I love it. And I tell you that I love it, and you look at me with heat, and you laugh at me. You laugh at how helpless I am. I don't get angry. I get desperate. I need your cock inside me. I need you to hurt me, to choke me. I can't help it. And that's usually when I would just drag myself back to reality, sweating and wet in my office chair, wishing so badly for you. Do you see? Do you understand? You're a good man. You would never beat me or choke me or hurt me. And it's awful for me to want those things. And I know that. Don't lie to me. Don't lie to me just to make me feel better. I may not be as worldly as you, but I'm still. No, I mean, of course I trust you. I love you and I believe in you. I really don't want to break up with you. I just can't think of any other way, and it isn't right that you have to be with somebody like me. Okay. Fine, you're right. You listen to me, so it's only fair that I listen to you. You don't really believe that. Because you can't. No one would think that what I want is natural. I mean, I was almost too embarrassed to talk about it, let alone even do it. No, I know it's wrong. I know back when we started dating that I still had some hang-ups about sex. It made me feel dirty when I wanted it and knew you were the right guy. I felt bad about the other people, but you helped me see that it's all right to have more than one partner, and I love you for it, but this is different. How? It's not natural. It's, you know, it's true. It's sick. I'm sick. You can say that all you want, but I know it's just because you... No, that's not fair. I'm just... It's just gonna make things harder when I... Oh, fuck. I'm having a little difficulty thinking right now, but... We have to settle this. We have to settle this now that you know the kind of thing that I really need. So, you're telling me you'd be willing to do the things I want you to? Wouldn't it disgust you? I mean, yeah, I want you to. I don't want anyone else. I never thought you'd be all right with it. You're so, so safe. I don't mean it as an insult. I mean, you're the first man that I've ever felt safe letting my guard down around like this. That's part of what I love about you. I trust you completely. So, does that mean we can, you know, tonight? Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, are you gonna make me say it? It's embarrassing. Okay, well. If you think it's hot, then I'll do it. I'll do anything for you. Will you fuck me, please? Will you be harsh with me? Will you pull my hair and maybe choke me a little? Oh, God. The way you said that, it sent shivers down my spine. I love it. When you get possessive with me in bed, I really, really want to be yours. I am yours. I guess we do need a safe word. How about, vodka? I don't like it, so I don't say it a lot. So, what do you want me to... Oh! Oh, he just grabbed my hair and... Oh, my God. Oh. Okay, I've never seen you like this. Yes, so I'll get down on my knees. Are you taking your cock out? You want me to blow you right here in the living room on the hardwood floor? Yeah. Okay. So, do I... Oh, God. I can't believe you're already hard. No, no, I like it. It's good. It's good. That's it. That's it. Take my hair and force my head down. No, no, I like it when I can't breathe. I like. Get down on my hands and knees. Yeah. You can fuck me now. Oh, yeah, just push my skirt up and take what's yours. Tear my panties off if they're in the way. I have never been this wet, baby. Please, please, please fuck me. Fuck me and use me. Please, baby, I'm begging you. Don't make me wait. You're so cruel. I did not know you could be like this. Oh, baby. Oh, tell me how bad you want to use me. Oh, tell me how bad you want to force me. Oh, baby. Oh, fuck, baby. That's so hard. Oh, do you like hurting me? I like it. Oh, I like you hurting me. Yeah. All right, baby. Please, please, please fuck me. I'm your little slut. Yeah, you like hearing that. Oh, you're pushing my head down on the floor. Oh, yeah, this is good. Yeah, I can take it. Fuck me harder, please, please. Okay, yes, baby, I love it. I love you. Oh, you're hitting my throat. Yeah, it belongs there. Oh, fuck. I'm having a little trouble breathing. I'm so close, baby. Oh, God. I feel you coming inside me. I can't wait anymore. I love you. Fuck, I'm gonna go to bed. You don't need to carry me off. You already had me. Oh, you're going to give me a bath? That does sound really nice. Are you always going to take care of me like this after you use me so well? Yeah, wow, I do. Oh, I do feel very silly right now. I should have spoken to you earlier. I couldn't imagine that you'd ever be willing to do this for me. Mm. Yeah, I think we'll work it out after all. Yes, so I'll get down on my knees. Are you taking your cock out? You want me to blow you right here in the living room on the hardwood floor? Yeah. Okay. So, do I? Oh God, I can't believe you're already hard. No, I like it. It's good. It's good. That's it. Take my hair and force my head down. I can't breathe. Get down on my hands and knees. Yeah. Are you gonna fuck me now?